Shri Chaitanya Bhagavata ki jai, Vrindavan Das Thakur ki jai. Continuing discussion of Devananda Pandit. Devananda Pandit meets Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Kulia Gram, which is modern day Navadweep, the village or let's say the town of Navadweep across the Ganga from ISKCON, Mayapur, let's say. And we're hearing something about a person that changed the course of Devananda's life. Devananda, we'll hear about his qualities also, who he is and what is his birth, what are his characteristics. But before we hear about him, we're hearing some brief description of the person who changed the course of his destiny in his life. Because his life, although fairly auspicious, which you'll hear about, his birth and activities, he had, unfortunately, due to miscalculation and misunderstanding, he had committed the mad elephant offense. Mata hati, hati elephant, mata madness, mata mata. He committed the mad elephant offense of physically throwing. There's three kinds of offenses, with mind, words, and body. And our Bhrigu Muni, he, of course, he wanted to test the godhood of Vishnu, Shiva, and Brahma. And he did all these things. Corporal aparad by the body, then mental aparad with the mind, and verbal aparad with the words. So he physically ejected this great saintly personality, Shivas Thakur, who is the Panchatattva, and more significantly, his Narada Muni. Or Shivas tolerated it, and did not take it so seriously. Vaishnavas, it's water off the duck's back, as they say. It's raining, and the duck's sitting there, and the water is hitting his waxy feathers and just washing off his back, not even touching his little skinny body underneath all those fat feathers. If you ever see a duck, his body's about this big, and his feathers make him look so big. So he was not affected and did not feel any disturbance or any, obviously no feeling of revenge because he's a Brahmin. But Lord Chaitanya didn't take it very lightly. He recorded it in his memory and was definitely a serious offense, which transgression of Dharma, which Devananda Pandit, although he was a so-called Pandit and Brahmin, he would have to pay the price of that reaction. And possibly in this life or next life. And then his reaction, the instant karma is going to get you. They have a phrase like this. Instant karma is going to get you. Your own instantaneous, spontaneous misdeeds we do may find an immediate and colossal reaction on our head, depending on who we interact with. So you'd perform the misdeed of stepping on the head of a cobra, then that may be your last deed or misdeed, because he'll respond in a colossal way and give you a little toot, bite on the foot, and leave two little holes there from his fangs, and then you'll find yourself playing a harp or whatever. You'll be dead in 5 minutes, depending on how much venom he pumps into you, depending on how angry he is with you. They have a pumping action, as you know. If they puncture, then inside the tooth is a hollow kind of tube. It connects to the pump, the sac, the venom sac in their palate. And they go like that. And if they're really angry, tong, 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 it's full release. Like, you know, your foot, when you shoot someone, you can shoot them with one bullet or go tung, 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 right? Mafia style, usually you do 4 or 5 just to make sure. Boom, 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 boom. Bus. Nitaigor. So that's the reaction of a wrong deed. But his future was altered and changed because he got the mercy of Vaishnava. Causeless mercy. Extremely causeless mercy. So the person who changed the course of his life is a pure devotee. In fact, it's pure devotees that change the course of everyone's life. If someone meets a pure devotee, their life can take a whole new tact, as they say in sailing. You're sailing northeast in your sailboat, and then the wind changes, and you trim your sails and cut your rudder the other way, and then all of a sudden you're sailing southwest. tacking, re-tacking. So he can change, that liberated soul, that pure devotee, God-man, that God-man, the representative of God, he can change the whole course of history. The history was chalked out, the destiny, the free will, the destiny, the input of others and will of others, the will of others, mother and father, imposed on our lives, and somehow we accepted that, and then our free will mixed in with our destiny, karma, and we were templated and, let's say, designed or set up to be quote-unquote doctors in hospitals or professions or whatever, computer professions or whatever. Trained, educated, groomed. And all of a sudden, the pure devotee comes in her life and turns her head around backwards. Says, go to Krishna. On the way to Krishna. Forget all this. Don't waste any time. Get serious. Perfect your life and the balance of your life. So that's amazing transformation. Like metamorphosis. Turning from a tadpole, a moth to a, you know, from a worm-like thing inside a cocoon come out as a butterfly. So metamorphosis, metamorph, change of morph. So this Rikrishara Pandit, he changed the Lord, that's Devananda Pandit's life. So let's hear about this. We heard the other day that although Devananda, the verses we heard already, is that Devananda Pandit, on his own, he had absolutely no adhikar or qualification of darshan of Krishna, of God, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, somehow he had qualification to see Narada Muni, Shivas, and he threw him out. Some people, Jagai Madai had qualification to see God, and they threw a pot at him. Nittai is Balaram. And then they were doomed to be killed by the chakra of Krishna. And somehow Nittai petitioned on their behalf and saved them. But the reaction of their aprad was death. You offend a devotee, the reaction can be death. You offend God, the reaction can be death. Instant karma is going to get you. Throw a pot, Madai threw a pot at Nittai, cracked his head, blood came. Garunga came on the scene in a few hours to kill him with a chakra. You know the story. So he had no qualification, although we'll hear, oh, he was so qualified, Brahman, Janam, and Pandit, and Bhagavat recital, and Bhagavat Sapta. He's big time, big timer. He's not a housewife. He's not a Sindhi, a Punjabi, American. He's a Bengali Brahmin of seemingly high qualification. But he had no qualification of darshan of God, that's for sure. Only, and then listen to this. Brindavan Das Thakur is saying, he interjects, he says, only Krishna knows why. Only I don't understand. I'm Vrindavan Das Thakur. I'm Veda Vyas. And I don't know. I'm a Shakti Vesha avatar of Gauranga and Krishna. I don't understand. But somehow this wretch of a man, wretch of a Brahmin, fallen Brahmin, he got the darshan of Gauranga. And Vrindavan Das Thakur didn't, because he was born after. Narayani, his mother, had darshan and ate the remnants of Gauranga. But he didn't. He laments that he didn't have the darshan. I can't understand how he. Because what we know about him is he is totally disqualified. He's an aparadi, mata hati aparadi, mad elephant aparadi offender, sadhu ninda, Bhagavan ninda, everything ninda, Maharshi ninda, Devarishi ninda. Talk about Vaish sadhu ninda. What about Devarishi ninda? Devarshi, Devarishi. There's Maharishi, Brahmarishi, Devarishi. Each has different characteristics and abilities. So he says, I don't understand how he got. Then he's telling you, this is a recap of what we discussed a few days ago, I suppose. When Gauranga left home and took sannyas and left Mayapur and Kuladwip and all the Navadvip Dham, Devananda had the good fortune of meeting his maker. He met his savior, and his savior's name was, this is review, Vakreshwara, Pandit, another Brahmin. So there's a good guy Brahmin and a bad guy Brahmin. Now let's hear. Now, who is this Rakreshwara? He met this Rakreshwara Pandit. Who is he? Rakreshwara Pandit Chaitanya Priya Patra. And we read this also. Brahmanda Pavitra Janra Smarane Matra. Well, this is a review also, this verse actually. Prakashara Pandit was a dear associate, Chaitanya Priya Patra. Patra. Very dear, Chaitanya Priya. Dear associate of Lord Chaitanya, simply by remembering Vrakreshwar Pandit, the entire universe becomes sanctified. Pavitra, Brahmanda, Brahmanda Pavitra, Smarane. So let us close our eyes and pray to Vrakreshwar Pandit. Lord Chaitanya said about Vrakreshwar, he said, Vrakreshwar Pandit, you're my one wing. You're my one wing. And if I had another wing like you, I could fly in the sky like an eagle, like Garuda. And he danced, Lord Chaitanya danced for 72 hours, 3 days nonstop. He danced and Vrakreshwar Pandit sang Sangeet, Kirtan, Harinam Sankirtan, and Leela Kirtan for 3 days continuously. Vrakreshwar Pandit ki jai. Now the starts today the new verse, verse 470 of chapter 3, Antilila Chaitanya Bhagavat. Niravari Krishna Prema Viraha Vivala Janra Nitya Devasura Mohita Sakala. Vrakreshwar Pandit was always overwhelmed, Vivala, with ecstatic feelings of separation from Krishna, Prema Viraha, Krishna Prema Viraha. Even the demigods and the demons were amazed by his dancing. Nirtya Deva Asura Mohita Sakal. It's pretty easy. It's just like Indi. Sakal becomes sub. Mohita becomes mo. You say mo or moha. So everyone was bewildered and bamboozled by his dancing. So he could sing, and Lord Chaitanya danced, and he could dance. Lord Chaitanya sing. Because who is he? Tunga Vidya Sakhi. She's an expert, Tunga. Tunga Vidya means knowledge, and Tunga means deeply, deeply concentrated learning in so many subjects. She knows 18 different subjects or something. It's listed in Radhakrishna Ganadesh and Deepika, and also in Appreciating Vrindavan Dham. Her talents, unbelievable talents. Ashru kampa sweta hasya pulaka hunkar vaivarnya ananda murcha adi jevikar chaitanya kripaya matra nritya praveshile sakale asya vrakreshwara dehi mile. So these are some descriptions. Okay, you would dance. So we dance. Okay, big deal. I dance. Maybe I dance amazingly. but okay, he's dancing, but he's experiencing bhav. Because Krishna Prema Viraha, he's experiencing the Krishna Prema and separation. Viparlamba Bhav, Viraha, Prema. And so consequently, he's experiencing all Ashtasattvic Bhavs, perspiring, hair standing, and then Vaivarnya, his body was changing color from golden yellow to pinkish color, gulabi color. And his voice was choking up, and his eyes were pouring forth tears of ecstatic joy. All these things, he was hasya, laughing, ha ha ha. He was laughing, ha ha ha. And sometimes hunkar, it was, hunkar means he's roaring, ha, roarango! He's roaring, hunkara, hasya, hunkara. Vaivarnya, ananda, murcha. He would get so blissed out, become so blissful, they would go, murcha, murcha means mork. He'd become like a fool, become dumb, become stunned. Whenever Vrakreshwar Pandit began to dance, by the mercy of Gauranga, all the ecstatic ashtasattvic vikar, ashtasattvic bhavs, all the ecstatic transformations of love, like tears, shivering, trembling, perspiration, laughing, hair standing on, roaring, and becoming pale, appeared in his body. Pale, it's not exactly pale. it didn't look like he was... It's like he was Kamjor or something. He's sick. It's not pale. Either all the associates are mostly golden yellow, lightning gold, molten golden yellow, lightning, whitish gold, red, raktagor. Nityananda's raktagor. He's brilliant goldish color with a slightly reddish hue. And Gauranga is whitish gold, Suvarna Champak. Tadit Suvarna Champak, Pradipta Gauravigri. Tadit Suvarna Champak. Tadit, lightning, is a mixture of the color of lightning, and Suvarna Champak means a golden champak, which we tried 8 different times and grow over here. Even got one or two. And they, in summer season, winter season, they die. Still my desire. It's such a beautiful fragrance and color. So their color is like this, and then when they're experiencing septic vikaras due to bhav or prema, then that, instead of having a whitish golden color or molten golden color or rich golden color or deep yellow type or reddish, they become pinky. It comes through their golden skin, a pink gulabi type, pink rose, not red rose. So they change their color, vaivarnya. Varan means category. Krishna avarnam trisa krishnam. His color is not his Krishna varna. He's not Krishna varna. He's avarna because he's swana. He's gauranga. Krishna varnam trisa krishnam. Trisa means golden. Trisa krishnam sango pangashta parshanam yagya sankirtana priya yajanti hi samedasham. So this is the thing, vaivarnya. It's not pale. Like, oh, you look so pale today. All right, so let's hear about Vrakreshwara Pandit. So he's an amazing personality. On one side we have Vrakreshwara Pandit, and the other side, and he's favoring this Devananda Pandit. Two Brahmins, one's getting the favor of the other. One's an aparadi, one's a premi. One's a nindak. So we're talking about a nindak on one side and a premi on the other. A Krishna nindak and a Krishna premi. So we're hearing about the good guy. We've heard a little bit. We know the bad guy is something, Devananda. So now, Vrakreshwara Panditer Udama Vikar, Sakala Kahite Shakti Achaye Kahar. And the author says, Thakur, Vrindavanas Thakur says, who has the power to describe Vrakreshwara Pandit's unlimited transformations of ecstatic love? Udama Vikar, Sakala Shakti Achaye. No one has a Shakti. So he was an exceptional devotee, really exceptional. So many devotees are talking about septic vikars, and they're trembling, they're crying, and they're written about throughout this book. There's so much trembling, crying, this and that. So many ecstatic symptoms in the kirtans and associates meeting Lord Chaitanya. But no one has received such a description by the author, having read this book several times. No one has received such exceptional description by the author except Tungaviti Sakhi Vrakreshwara Pandit Ki Jai. Devananda Pandit Tera Bhakti Vashe Rahilena Tanra Tanhara Ashrame Prema Rase. By the Devi Daiva, by the arrangement of providence and being bound by Devananda's affection, Vrakreshwara Pandit came to Devananda's ashram and stayed for some time, enjoying the mellows of ecstatic love. So this merciful Vaishnava, pure devotee, Premi Bhakti, Vrakreshwara Pandit, went and showered, he shined his love light, he showered his mercy, went and moved right into his ashram. Previously, before Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, when Shivas Thakur sat in the assembly, maybe that's told here or other places as part of another story. Shivas Thakur Narada Muni sat in the Bhagavad Sapta Pandal, where Devananda Pandit was speaking Bhagavad Sapta, and he heard some verses of the Bhagavatam, Shivas Thakur, and he went into ecstasy. He was trembling, he was crying, all sattvic vikars he was experiencing. So seeing those sattvic vikars, and he was doing hasya and hunkara, because uncontrollable ecstasy. So he was laughing and ha, 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 ha. And, hey, who's this jerk? Throw him out. He's disturbing my pot, my Bhagavat pot. He offended a premi, Narada Muni premi bhakta. Now somehow he's befriended a premi bhakta. And that same another Srivas Thakur Pandit is a Brahmin. Now another Brahmin, Vrakreshwara Pandit, has come. Living in his ashram, 24/7, seeing him, and now he's also displaying so many ecstatic symptoms in Krishna Prema Viraha, in the separation of Krishna Prema, and he's witnessing it. So how is it? What changed his heart? What changed his outlook? The causeless mercy of a Krishna Pandit. Just by seeing him and agreeing to see, he had an ashram, he said, I'd like to stay. Okay, you stay. And we'll hear more about it. Unbelievable, transformation. Destined for hell, and liberate, get saved. Dekiya tanhara teja punja kalevar tribhuvani atulita vishnu bhakti dhar devananda pandit paramashuki mone akaitavai prema bhave karena sevane. Seeing for Krishna Pandit's effulgent body and his devotional service, the current observing, he was observing the Vishnu Bhakti Dhara. Dhara means the current. He was observing Devananda Pandit. He was living with him. If you live, spend time with somebody, observe them or whatever. So he's living with them, with him, Devananda. He was observing the current, his Vishnu Bhakti current, the flow of his devotion, of his love. And he's saying, Tribhuvane Atula. Tribhuvane Om Bhur Bhuvaswa Atul. You know this Hindi, all this is Hindi, same. Bhuvane, Tribhuvane, Tribhuvaneshwara. It's a name for Shiva, the Lord of the three worlds. And Atula means the measure, right? Tula, the scale, Libra, Tula. And Atul means immeasurable, simple. Atulita, when you make Tul, Lita, then it makes it even more excessive. It's like the ita, I-T-A suffix we call, that makes it really super incomparable. You just say Atul, right? You can say Tribhuvane Atul, Atula. Atulita! I mean, it's so much accelerated. It's incomparable to the three worlds. Then Devananda Pandit became greatly pleased and sincerely served Krishna Pandit with affectionate love. What a transformation. From his own side, he could have somehow seen Shivas Thakur and understood with his bhakti meter or his devotional meter, this is a great devotee, it's coming to grace my Bhagavat Pat. And just by hearing my recitation of the Bhagavat Pat and the shlokas, he's experiencing transcendental ecstasy, the sentence of bhav. And afterwards I should meet him. I'm very pleased. He could have been very pleased, and then afterwards he could have served him with affection and love. Now see this, on one side he's a sadhu nindak. He's sadhu ninda, committing the offense of offending a sadhu, Devarshi Narad, Shivas Thakur. And the other side he's showing affectionate love for another parishad of Lord Chaitanya. How so? It's not coming from him, it's a reflection by sadhu sangha. By serving him, of course he's living in his ashram, means he's giving him food, that service, and maybe some brahmacharis are there washing his clothes, and this and that, he's serving them. It says he was serving him directly himself or through his affectionate arrangement. He was sincerely serving Rakeshwar Pandit with affectionate love. So certainly, if somehow or other, you can display affectionate love towards one of the Ashtasakis of Radharani, you'll really get benefit. And he certainly did. Recreation, now it tells you how, what is that service he did? Did he do the services I mentioned? Of course he must have. Because if you have he's a guru and he has some ashram and he's staying in his ashram, and so there are food arrangements is there, sleeping arrangements, bathing arrangements, and so many arrangements, and I'm just assuming that his disciples and followers were doing a lot of these sevas to facilitate his exalted guest. He wasn't doing it all directly himself, because it wouldn't be according to etiquette also, being a Brahmin and the guru of that ashram, for him to wash his clothes, although on one level it's the highest etiquette. But in that rigid society of 500 years ago, I doubt it would be so like that. You understand? So now did he do any other services, let's say, you know, himself, directly, to indicate this Prem Bhave Akaitave Prem Bhave Karina Seva. What type of service did he do? That, although it's not translated, Kaitava means cheating, right? Dharmo Projita Kaitava Tro. Is it cheating? The word means cheating. So Akaitava means no cheating. Sincere, he wasn't faking it. Prem Bhav Karena Seva. We talk about Prem Bhav. Brajola Brijvasi Pandas. Hey, Prem Bhav, Prem Bhav, Prem Bhav Seva, give me 100 rupees. So you give 100. Hey, what's this? Prem Bhav, 500 rupees. Give 500. Hey, what's this? Prem Bhav, 1,000. How much Prem Bhav do I have to give? Hey, look, you're a big fat cat. You should give 10,000 rupees, Prem Bhav. Krishna Pandit Nachena Jatakshana. Vetra haste apane bulena tatakshan. As long as Rakesha Pandit danced, Devananda Pandit would guard him with a stick in hand. We know, that's a little quiz here, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would also dance with Rakesha Pandit side by side in Puri in front of Jagannath's car, dancing to Gundicha, dancing together. Krishna and Radha Bhav, Mahabhav, dancing with Tungavidyasakhi, dancing from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan, Gundicha, the temple's Kurukshetra. They would dance together down the Grand Road, and indeed that was really, you could call it Grand Road then. It's called Grand Road, the road from the temple specifically to Gundicha. It's made that way. That's very wide. It's made, after that it gets, I don't know if you noticed, from Gundicha afterwards, there's a road to Konark and so many city villages. It's only 1.5 lanes. It goes right to Gundicha. It's 150 feet wide or something like that. It's in my book. 200 feet. It's quite wide. And you see how wide it is during Rath Yatra. When it's not Rath Yatra, there's like 10 rows of shops. There's a main shop with a building, then a shop, and an alley and a shop, and an alley and a shop. The street's about 40 feet wide. That would usually go. In Rath Yatra, all those shops magically disappear. And then the street is really wide and packed. So they're dancing down this road. And now this same Rakesha Pandit is dancing in the ashram or on the streets in the Sankirtan in Kulia without Lord Chaitanya in his ecstasies of Krishna Prema Viraha and also in separation from Krishna. And he maybe fall or maybe people try to touch his feet. Always. So what we heard here in Kulia, that Rakesha Pandit, that Devananda Pandit was rendering service with great affection. With Prem Bhav, he was serving Rakesha Pandit, especially when he was dancing next to him. He may stumble here and there because of his affection overwhelmed. He said, Murcha. Sometimes he would faint. So then who's going to catch him? He'll fall in the audience and all these suitors, muchas, fish eaters may touch him. He's a Pandit, Brahman, he's a pure devotee. So they want to protect him from all this. So he was doing that. So who is doing that for Lord Chaitanya in Puri? Kashishvara Pandit Ki. Kashishvara Pandit Govinda are two godbrothers of Lord Chaitanya. And Kashishvara Pandit was a Brahmin Pandit, but he was huge. Some Brahmins are quite stout and strong. And he was sent by Ishwara Puri to serve his godbrother, Lord Chaitanya. And they gladly came. And Govinda Das did the personal seva. It was all personal seva, of course. But he was cooking and getting Mahaprasad and invitations, etc., massaging after meals and whatnot. So Kashishvara, this is Rakesha Pandit being protected by Devananda, and that was Lord Chaitanya being protected by Kashishvara. So similar. So this is a very nice leela here. So that demigods remains by his dancing, and he would guard him with a stick in his hand. In other words, someone may go to touch his feet, he raises that. Jao. Oh, stick in the hand means, danda. I mean, danda means I'll beat you. Huh. You just stand, hey, stop, don't touch his feet. Hey, oh, he will crack him too, you try to touch. Apane karena sabaloka eka bite padile apane dari rakena koilete. Devananda Pandit would personally keep people away from Rakesha Pandit, and when Rakesha Pandit was about to fall unconscious, which was pretty common, Devananda would catch him in his arms. So he's embracing. Devananda Pandit is embracing Tungavidyasakhi. And then what we're going to hear, this we're hearing all about Vrikrishya Pandit and who he is and what he is and how Devananda sent out by God's arrangement, not by his own. He had no adhikar. He was a nindak. So usually Vaishnavas stay far. Everyone knows he was a nindak. Vrikrishya Pandit knows he knew he was an offender to Shivas. Everybody knew. It was a well-known fact. So usually you stay away from offenders. It's enjoined to stay away from aparadis. Don't even look at them. Avoid them. So he moved into his ashram. He's a preacher. The parishads of the Lord come to this world to preach. They have their leelas. Their own leelas of the Lord, but they're also preaching. By their behavior, by their words. Tanhara angera dula bhara bhakti mane apanara sarva ange karena lepane. Devananda Pandit would affectionately clean the dust from Vrikrishya Pandit's body. And when he would fall, he would catch him when he's about to fall unconscious, but sometimes he couldn't catch him. He would do lutan. He'd roll on the ground next to you, not unconscious, roll on the ground next to you, so he'd get covered with dust. And he can't control such a person. Devananda Pandit was older also. He would affectionately clean the dust, angera dula bhara-bhakti-man. Bhara-bhakti-man, with a man, with a respectful mood of great devotion. Then what would he do? Lepan. Lepan means massage. He would smear that dust all over his body. Prasadalesha anugrita graha. There's a verse like that. Even a little bit of the mercy of a Vaishnava in the form of the dust of his feet, if one gets it, then his life is perfect. There's a verse like this. So he was rubbing that dust from the body of Devananda Pandit all over his body. So we'll continue more to find out about the relationship of Vrikrishya Pandit and Devananda Pandit, and then we'll find out something about who is this Devananda, what are some of his characteristics.